Natalie Shannon, welcome to A Rounded About Chattanooga.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I want to start out talking about your barbecued dresses. Is this something that you wear to a barbecue, or is it a dress that has, in fact, been barbecued?
It is a dress that has, in fact, been barbecued.
How does that work?
Well, you know, I'm a member of an organization called the Southern Foodways Alliance, and last year, they do a really amazingly wonderful symposium each year in Oxford, Mississippi, and as part of that symposium, they do all kinds of amazing arts and cultures around food. So, for example, one year, they did a composed an opera based on collard greens, and last year the theme of the entire symposium was barbecue, and so we had this idea for an exhibition which highlighted beautiful photographs from Landon Norman of barbecue pit masters, and they approached me about doing an exhibition of dresses to go with this with these photographs, and we thought, you know, what better way than to make these beautiful hand-sewn, hand-embroidered dresses and then just barbecue them. So in collaboration with Jim and Nix in Birmingham, Alabama, we took the dresses down to one of their smokers and just smoked them.
Hickory smoked them.
Yes, exactly.
What did that do to the dress? Did it change the way it looks? I'm sure it changed the way it smells.
Yes, the dresses were originally made in a white color, and so the smoke from the gave the dresses really almost a kind of buttery gold color. They're really very, very beautiful, and those are going to be on display at Warehouse Row.
Has anybody actually worn any of these dresses?
Yeah, someone has worn them. They do smell quite a lot like barbecue.
Do they make people hungry?
I think so.
And how would you describe yourself exactly? I know you're a designer, but it seems like you're also kind of an artist, an entrepreneur, a fashion mogul, perhaps?
I'm not so sure about mogul, but yes, I am an entrepreneur at heart. I do have a degree in design, though, and design is really at the core of what we do. And in our, we call it a family of businesses. So yes, I have a collection of hand embroidered clothing that's made in the USA, actually made in Alabama, and or within about an hour radius of our little town in Florence, Alabama. Some of our sewers live actually in Tennessee. We're about 8 miles from the Tennessee border, and some of them live on down in Mississippi. But so we have this line of clothing that's all completely made by hand and embroidered by these artisans. We have a series of books that came out that are really education-based, kind of preserving these age-old sewing techniques that really were very specific to rural communities in America and really the world, I guess. And so we have a whole division of the company that's built up on education, and we offer workshops, and we have a blog that goes with that, and we've just opened another division of the company, which is really a machine manufacturing facility in an old textile mill here in our community in Florence, and we're just in the process of getting that up and running right now, but that's another whole division of the company.
How does your business model work exactly? How does it work when somebody orders it and then somebody who works for you actually makes the item of clothing?
Yes. So we use lean method manufacturing, which is a way of nothing's really made until it's ordered. So a lot of companies, you know, produce stock and then go to sell that stock. Lean method manufacturing is sometimes called the Toyota method. Is you keep a stock of materials in your studio, and then when something's ordered, it's custom made for that particular order. So there's really zero waste in the way that no product is made until it's required.
And from what I understand, the town of Florence, it used to be a big textile town, but then the industry kind of fell away, and you came in town and started this thing that you're doing after the textile industry kind of vanished from the town.
Yes. I mean, much like Chattanooga and a lot of the Southeast, we were a textile community. Everything from, you know, for all its good and bad. You know, cotton has been deeply rooted in the South, and there were all of the mills and the sewing facilities to process that cotton. And so I think most of us will have, you know, memories of a grandmother or a mother who actually sewed in a plant or worked in a knitting mill. It was very, very common in our community, and I know that there were quite a few industries in Chattanooga as well that are no longer there. So in the mid-90s, there was some legislation called NAFTA that was signed and really changed kind of the landscape of textile manufacturing in the United States. And the textile manufacturing in our community pretty much came to an abrupt end sometime around the mid-90s. So we have in the community where I am, we're actually, our building is in an industrial park on what used to be kind of the outskirts of Florence, and there's many, many buildings here that were textile-related buildings, and we are in one of those buildings that was built in the 80s, in the height of this textile manufacturing, and we are trying in our small way to, you know, bring some of that back.
And you're actually from Florence, but then you moved to New York. Why did you decide to move back to Florence and start employing people in Florence to help you make your designs?
Yes, I'm from Florence, but I had been gone for about 22 years. I lived, you know, in Chattanooga and then went to school in North Carolina and wound up sort of back in New York in the year 2000. I wrote I was doing this project. I guess I saw it more as an art-based project where I was hand-sewing these T-shirts, and I was looking for a manufacturer in New York to help me with that, to produce the shirts, and I was just having trouble having people that understood what I was trying to do. And one day I was just kind of standing on a street corner, and I realized this looked exactly like a quilting stitch, you know, what I was trying to get these factories in New York to do. And, you know, I realized kind of in that moment that if I wanted to have these pieces made, that I was going to need to come home, because we still had quilters in our community who would understand what I was doing. And we did, and, you know, I came home and started this, and, you know, fast forward, it's about 12 years later or 13 years later, and I'm still here. So
I'm talking to Natalie Channon. She's a fashion designer. Her company is called Alabama Channon. She's coming to Chattanooga on July 25th for an exhibition at Warehouse Row. What exactly are you going to be showing off at Warehouse Row?
Well, we have a few things going on. First off, there's the exhibition of the barbecue dresses, and I believe there's going to be some delicious bites from Jim and Nick's and some other great local beverages and foods that you're going to be able to see that night, see and taste. Next, we're also doing a workshop, a sewing workshop, which you can find out more information on our website, alabamachannon.com. Again, this is part of the education program that we were talking about a little bit earlier, but it's really a very integral part of our business structure. And then we're going to have a great trunk show that highlights our collection and some of the what we call our basics, which are still hand-sewn garments, but without the elaborate embellishments, and that's going to be at Amanda Pinson Jewelry there in Warehouse Row as well. So we have quite a program.
Why do you think this is something that people really care about, having garments that are completely handmade, that aren't made by machines, that aren't mass-produced in China or wherever?
Well, it's really multifold. I mean, we're our company's committed to what we call supply chain issues. So the fabric that we're working with is grown in Texas. We spin it and knit it in North Carolina, and then it's sent to us here in Alabama for cutting, painting, and sewing. And so our product is really grown to sewn in the USA, which is really takes a lot of commitment to keep that supply chain going these days. So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect is the hand sewing. They're really, you know, it's a kind of cultural preservation. So these are techniques that really were used for generations and generations, which have kind of lost favor, let's say, with in our society today. And so we're really working hard to try to preserve these cultural traditions. And so that's one of the reasons that's important. And, you know, as a designer, I have to say they're just really very beautiful, too. So I'm really proud of our artisans and the work that they do and our team here in Alabama. So I think for a lot of reasons, it's worth it to come out and see it.
With everything being handmade that you're doing and being made after it's ordered, what kind of waiting time is there for somebody who wants to get one of the garments?
Well, we do have some samples that we're bringing with us to the show, and, you know, there are some pieces that you could have immediate gratification on and wear out of the store, but we have a kind of a system where we have a little bit of a production window open after each one of our shows like this, so it takes anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks, depending on how complicated the piece is.
And you're specifically using recycled and organic materials. What kind of materials are you using exactly?
Yeah, what's going to be shown in this collection is mainly our organic cotton. Again, this is the cotton that's being grown in Texas. So we do have a few pieces that highlight recycled materials, but I believe most of what's going to be in Chattanooga is the organic cotton that comes from Texas.
And on your website, you have things like DIY fashion, do-it-yourself fashion, things you can download, patterns you can download, and make things yourself. Why are you doing that? Why are you giving away your designs this way?
Again, this has to do with cultural preservation. And you know, there's some larger issues behind it as well. I mean, because our collection garments are all hand-sewn, they are very, very expensive. And so, you know, many years ago when we, about 2003, you know, the thought was, I didn't invent these techniques that we're using. There's a huge percentage of the population that can't afford the pieces that we were making. And, you know, I felt like there was a way that we could open source these ideas. And so if you couldn't afford to buy one of our garments, you could buy one of our books and make it for yourself, right? Or pay someone in your own community to make it for you. And through this, like, this whole other division of the company opened up, which is called Studio Style DIY, which has books and organic fabric and threads and scissors and all the things that you need to be able to make these garments yourself. So,
how can people find out more about this if they want to get more specific details on the events or just on your company in general?
We have a website. It's alabamachannon.com, and each of the divisions is very clearly labeled there, so you can find out more about each one of the things that we do. And, you know, certainly you can, there's all the contact information. You can call our office or send us an email, and we'll be happy to help you with any of that. And I know that Warehouse Rose also done a beautiful mailer and has information up online, so you can also visit them to find out more about our stay in Chattanooga.
Well, Natalie Channon, thank you so much for talking with us. It's great to be able to talk to you about this.
Thank you. It's going to be great to be coming. I still think of Chattanooga as part my home, so it's going to be great to be coming home.